Hello there, and welcome to the recording for the 11th of July for the Children in the Way. I hope you're well and keeping safe. Just to let you know that we're not going to have church services for the youth at the moment until further notice, really. I need to get more Sunday school teachers coming in and more leaders helping so that we get a nice, good spread. And that's only going to happen probably after all the lockdown restrictions have been removed. So at the moment, we're just keeping to online church for the youth and the main services. You can book into those if you like. Okay, so today, the country that we are looking at has, for 5 points, a long Mediterranean coastline. Lots of beaches in this country. For 4 points, its last king was King Umberto II, and he ruled for 36 days, only 36 days. For 3 points, 13 out of 38 Shakespeare plays are set in this country. For 2 points, its flag is has got three colors, green, white, and red, and they stand for hope, faith, and charity, in that order. And for 1 point, its capital is Rome. Did you guess that I was talking about Italy? Haha. Okay, so other facts about Italy is that Pinocchio was first published in Italy in a newspaper. And Italy has Europe's only three active volcanoes, which are Mount Etna, Mount Stromboli, and Vesuvius. Another interesting fact is that the Vatican is the smallest country in the world, and it is found in Rome. It's completely surrounded by Rome. And the first thermometer was designed by Santorio in 1612 in Italy. Batteries were also invented in Italy, and eyeglasses. And also the first bank was opened in Italy in 1149. Lots of interesting facts about Italy. I really liked doing that research. Okay, so today we are looking at when Jesus healed a man who was paralyzed at the pool called Bethsaida. Quite a famous story, I think. You know, we talk about this one quite a bit in sort of Sunday school in the earlier years and stuff. So it's found in John chapter 5 from verse 1. Some time later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool, which in Aramaic is called Bethsaida, and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up. Pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. All right, so just a few little points really to point out that, you know, it's always good to celebrate festivals, birthdays, you know, things like that. And Jesus certainly recognized that and he took part in these celebrations as well. And we have to believe that this pool really did cure people. It really did make a difference in their lives. And the general belief was that an angel would come and stir the pool at some time in the during the day. And then the first person to get in will be healed of whatever it was that was troubling them, that was troubling their body. So a lot of people had gathered, a large number of disabled people. It says here, people that were blind, lame, paralyzed. So it must have worked for a large people to be gathering. And this man had been there for 38 years. He had been an invalid. And 38 years, you know, we don't know whether he had been at the pool for 38 years. But is there something that has been troubling you for a long time? Is there something that you think, oh, you know, I might just die with this condition? Is there something that, you know, you've been holding on to maybe even? That you sort of think, oh, this is my headache, my problem. This is it. This is it for me. There's no way around it. Just to let you know that Jesus can do amazing things with long-term problems, and he can make a difference. Even today for us, we just have to have that faith and believe in him. Because here Jesus sees this man lying, and he learns more about his conditions. And Jesus would love to talk to you about the thing that is troubling you, the thing that is hurting you, the thing that you need help with. And he says, do you want to get well? And this is the question he's asking all of us today. Do you want to get rid of this ailment? Do you want to get well? Do you want to be whole, healthy, happy? And the man's answer is quite surprising, because he starts explaining to Jesus about the pool. Jesus hasn't said anything about the pool. He almost talks himself out of a miracle here. He's like, oh, you know, I need somebody that when the angel in the water is stirred, I need somebody to put me in the water before anyone else. Because every time I keep going there and I'm too late. Jesus knows all of that. That's not the question. Do you want to get well? Yes, I do. I have faith, you know, that you can do it. But this man doesn't seem to have any faith in Jesus. He hasn't heard about Jesus. He doesn't know anything. He doesn't know that this is a potential shortcut that Jesus is giving him. That instead of waiting for the water to be stirred, there's another way. He's very fixed on there's only one way to do this. I need to get into the water before anyone else. And because I can't get into the water, then I'm, you know, I'm doomed, basically. I'm never going to get there in time, and I'm not going to get healed. But Jesus has another way. And that's what we've got to think in our lives as well. Not just think there is one solution, the one thing that we've heard about and know about. Jesus can supernaturally provide another way of escape, a shortcut, a way that doesn't involve the prescribed way of doing things. And he says to him, get up, pick up your mat and walk. Thankfully, this man is now not arguing. He is not going, you know what? I cannot walk. I haven't been able to walk for 38 years. He takes, you know, some faith, and he just gets up and walks. Imagine if he had been brave enough to try. But he gets up and he walks, and there he goes, you know, and it's on a Sabbath day. But Jesus doesn't care what day of the week it is. It doesn't care how long your illness has been, or ailment, or thing that is annoying you, or, you know, if it's anger that you find difficult to control. He doesn't care how long that has been the case. He is ready to give you a shortcut today, to make a change today. So don't stand there arguing, telling Jesus all the history and geography about the way that you've heard how to do something. Jesus is supernatural. He can provide a new way. A new way of healing you, a new way of touching you, of making a difference in your life. So as you go through this week, just open your mind to the amazing things that Jesus can do. Just let your imagination go, and don't try to work it out for him. Let Jesus show you a new, different, and amazing way for things to change in your life. Yeah. I hope you enjoy watching the game. That's why I chose Italy today, obviously. I hope you enjoy it, and that, well, I hope, I'm praying that we win today. That would be awesome. Do take care, and God bless. Bye.